This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Strong talk, Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for March 14th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I am joined today by Chantel. How you doing, Chantel?
Do you know what? I'm actually nauseous. Like, this has been like on a boat out at sea, and it's just like, I want to get off this ride. Like, this is not what I want right now. Well, it actually is. It's actually pretty fun to watch, but I'm nauseous.
Yep. We are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds. It was day 16 in the house, but it felt like day 432 of Kyle's HOH train.
It's been like 3 days. Like, I was like, okay, it can't be more content or more flip-flopping than the last couple of updates. So I was like, okay, it'll chill out. You know, they'll settle on a person and it'll be fine. And I was wrong. I think this is the most flip-flopping over the weekend. Like, it's been wild.
Yeah. Kyle, I'm tired. You know, I'm just trying to live my life, you know. Just trying to get a good amount of sleep and go outside in the sun sometimes. And Kyle's like, no, Taryn, you asked for this.
You did. Oh boy. And yeah. Kyle from last season is like, can I be Kyle number one now? Which I think is funny.
Yes, so let's get into it. As you know, Kyle is the HOH. He, you know, listen to the other updates if you want a recap of that. The most recent plan was that he was going to take the shot at Moose, but Moose won the veto, so he has to replace Moose on the block. And as of the update yesterday, he was thinking of putting Betty on the block and sending Steph out. Steph was going to be the target. And that's where we start today, day 16 on the feeds. I did say yesterday, you know, watch out. We'll see what happens. And we're seeing what happens. Kyle's going to talk with Marty early in the morning, and he lets him know about the Savage Seven. And tells him that he is going to replace Moose in the hierarchy. I'm sure that's exactly where Marty wants to be in the Savage Seven.
Well, Marty, though, didn't take any of this very well. And what I think is really wild about all, like, his whole reign so far is that he's actually alienating somebody that he's supposed to be super close with. Like, Marty is complaining to a lot of people that, like, he's not being told what to do until the last minute and he's not being part of the decision making. And this is another thing as well. He just kind of blows up alliances, adds people, takes people out, and just expects people to be like, ha-ha, that's awesome for my game. Thank you, Kyle.
Yep. So, yeah, I mean, Marty's going to be, look, nobody has three more hours in their life, so we're going to summarize some of these conversations. But Marty is going to have a bunch of conversations with people after he learns about all of this stuff, about how he feels not great about Kyle and about the guys, and that he feels like he's at the bottom. And that he is, he's feeling, you know, feeling like he wants to maybe move in another direction. The problem for Marty is that he has positioned himself as like the loyal number, a bro to the core, that when he talks to Josh and Summer and Tanisha about this, they think he's messing with them. They think he's taunting them, pretending to be like willing to work with them and fishing for information. To the point where like they're mad at him. Like, how dare he take us for fools? And Tanisha, I think, is going to get a little emotional about like he's trying to use the fact that I'm a parent to bond with me. Meanwhile, Marty's talking to the cameras like, Kyle's losing it. I need to find some other people.
Well, and I don't think it's going to work for Marty at all, just because, you know, of who he targeted last week, and they're always kind of talking together. So it seems as though Marty's included in these plans. And so I totally understand, you know, the other people that he's trying to reconnect with, why they just don't trust him. But like, I don't even know how Marty could get across that, like, well, at that point anyways, that he's not working with him at this moment. Like, none of these plans are his idea, that he's not involved in these decisions. So I don't know what Marty can do, really.
He's kind yes.
of in a spot.
Yeah, well, he did also pitch. He has been pitching since the start of the week. Hey, what about Josh? Why don't you put Josh up? But Kyle is like, no. I do not want to be backdooring somebody in week three. That's a terrible move. If I backdoor somebody big like Josh in week three, then that's going to really open up the game and people are going to backdoor me. I just want to make the jury. Not going to do that.
He's going to be backdoored no matter what. Like, that's just like his fate. I think he's setting himself up for that with what he's doing this week.
Yeah. So in the meantime, Betty is talking to Josh and she's saying, man, I think I'm going up. This is not going to be great. She's going to be campaigning a little bit to him. He's going to be comforting her. And it's a whole that's right. It's relevant later. Kyle's going to talk with Gino and Jace. And he says to Gino and Jace, I've changed my mind. Oh, boy. Steph needs to stay. We need to keep Steph around. Betty needs to go. Betty needs to be the target. It's like, okay, this is not super surprising. We knew this was probably going to happen. I don't even know why he was targeting Steph in the first place. Betty needs to go. You know, Betty's on the other side. She's with all the other people. They talk about getting 6 votes to lock it in. And oh boy, are they going to have a whole time about the math of it all. Kyle cannot figure out how many votes there are in the week and consistently thinks that there's room for a tie and that he can break the tie, but that is not how it works. So
what I think is hilarious about that is like nobody is correcting him. They're just like,
he had it figured out before. I don't know what happened. So they know they need 6 votes, regardless of whether there's a tie. It's 6 in a tie or it's 6 to win. They need 6 votes. And so the 3 of them, obviously Kyle can't vote, although he doesn't seem to understand that. Gino, Jace, they talk about Herman and Marty, and they're talking about building an alliance with this group as well. Herman and Marty, and then they would also need to grab 2 more votes. So probably Kevin, they could bring Kevin in. And then maybe Helena could be the 6th. That's kind of where they're looking at for numbers.
Well, what I think is just so wild, though, with like I don't actually understand Kyle's thought process, because he sits and he ponders for a long time and then he comes up with a new idea. And then he's like, he just feels as though everybody's just going to jump on board with that being okay. And it's just like how I'm kind of feeling is Erica from Survivor last season called it like the baby with a machine gun. Like, that's what I feel like his head of household reign is, because like everybody's scared to make a move. They're scared to like, you know, give them their vote for sure. They're scared to talk to each other about potentially staying or going. Like, they can't do anything and they're just like scared to move. So how he's gathering these numbers, people are like, okay, sure. Like, they're not even sure if they want to commit to saying yes to these numbers, because they're kind of sure that he's going to flip again. It must be terrifying to be in there, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to happen throughout the day. And again, we can, like, I would love to just like go through every different rant that people had against Kyle throughout the day.
I mean,
but there were so many.
So funny. People are just like, what is he doing? I don't understand. Like, whiplash. Like, it actually would be a good little like after podcast.
I believe Herman, Summer were the two top ones. Helena, Josh, I believe Herman, even Kevin, Marty, I mean, more than half the house at this point went on an individual rant against Kyle at some point in the game. Yes, in one day.
And it's funny though, at the beginning of yesterday, like Betty had just woken up and she's like, oh my God, are people already scheming? I haven't even had breakfast yet. And I was like, well, Betty, I think you kind of have to start helping your numbers and like try to talk to people. And I realized, you know what? She knows better than me, because that would have been a complete waste of time. Like, she was good to just chill for like 11 hours and she could maybe then start working if she needed to.
Yeah, I feel it. I want to go on a rant against Kyle right now.
Yes! Do we get one?
I don't have the energy.
Oh, Summer's rants were actually really funny too. I saw someone writing that in the chat. Like, Summer, like, she can't wait to backdoor him. Like,
this 13-year-old, I mean 23-year-old boy. Oh man.
I mean, I wrote like a gazillion pages of notes, and like the fact that none of them matter is just like infuriating.
Look, if you want to go into more detail, I'm down.
No. Whatever you feel, I'm on your
I'm sure the audience wants us to go into more detail. So we can dive in. I'm here for it. I just I'm just so exasperated with Kyle right now. Well, in this conversation, Herman is going to join them, and he expresses some doubt about Kevin. He's not sure that they have Kevin. And Kyle says, again, like, the thing I really don't want to do is backdoor somebody this early. That would be too big of a move. And he's going to go and let Stephanie know the new plan, which is that Betty's going up and that Betty's going home and that he's got some votes locked up, and don't worry about it. It's all going to be good. Oh, I'm going to go. In fact, I'm going to go tell Betty this right now. And so he goes to Betty and he says, hey, Betty, I'm sorry, but we're having this conversation for the second time. I am, in fact, going to put you up. We said this might happen. It is happening. I'm sorry. She's like, please don't. He's like, sorry. She's like, am I the target? He's like, it's the same conversation. He says, I'm not sharing who the target is. He says, I'm not a threat at all. What are you doing? Come on. I'm not who you should be targeting. He's like, I'm not targeting anybody. You're just going up on the block.
Right. Like, and the thing is with how Kyle presents his information, like, it's as if he thinks that he's a mastermind, a master genius, and like he has this like big plan going on, and people are just like trying to understand why he's doing things. And I actually feel really bad for Betty, because, you know, somebody that would value being in the game, and like he's just like, oh, you're going up, oh, and you're going to be the target, and no, you're not going up, I know you're going to stay, and I really love you so much, and I don't want to have to do this to you, but I can't, my hands are tied. And I'm like, your hands aren't tied. you can do whatever you choose to do. Like, why are you torturing this poor woman? I feel bad for the people that are in his firing range right now.
Yeah. So, man, it's deja vu. It's Betty being told she's being nominated yet again. In the meantime, Herman is going to be talking with Steph about securing the votes for her to stay. Now, still, you know, a little bit difficult to know exactly where Herman stands, because Herman is doing everything that he can to avoid the blog this week by just like fully just anytime he's talking to Kyle, like, yes, Kyle. Oh, you're so amazing. I'm in love with you. You're everything that you say is beautiful. And I agree entirely. To the point where anybody that Herman doesn't fully trust, he also has to be like, yes, I love Kyle. Kyle is wonderful. You know, it's like, the emperor has no clothes right now. And Herman is like, look at that beautiful wardrobe. It's yes, he's amazing.
I have to say, I'm really impressed by Herman personally, because he is managing Kyle better than I ever could. He doesn't allow himself to be frustrated. There's a point, I don't know when it was in the day, when he goes into the head of household room and he kind of goes to sit in, and he's like, I don't know, I'm really nervous every time I come in here. And I'm like, he understands kind of what is going on to a certain extent anyways. And he's able to manage Kyle and not let him know how frustrated he is with Kyle or anybody else in the house. I think he's really doing the best job that I've seen so far with keeping his true feelings about this head of household reign to himself.
Yeah. And so he's telling Steph about like, okay, we're going to get the numbers for you. And again, so it's like, it does seem like there would be reason for Herman to keep Steph. I talked about this yesterday, especially against Betty. Like, Herman could very easily sort of influence this, you know, Rebel Rejects alliance into keeping Steph over Betty. And by doing that, he appeases the bros who are now looking to keep Steph around. You know, he can convince the Rebel Rejects, like, hey, Steph is no fan of Kyle anymore. I can get into Steph's ear, make her a number for us. Just because Kyle thinks he has her doesn't mean he actually does. Look at what he did to her. And he can kind of maybe get out of this whole situation in a decent spot, where he's now riding the middle, has a potentially a number one who he's like, I just saved you. Like, there's definitely some potential here, but I'm not sure if that's actually what he's thinking at this point in the day. And we're never actually going to find out what he would do in that particular circumstance, because as you probably guessed, those circumstances have changed.
Yeah, don't exist.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
So, we are going to get, a lot more of Marty going around doing his Marty thing. More and more people getting sick of Kyle. Helena's like, this guy.
I love seeing Helena. She's like laying in bed and she's just like going through like, okay, so then you're going to do this and then you're going to do this. And just like walking out, like, you know, what Kyle has been doing. And it was quite humorous just to see her like, but then when she talks to him, she's like, oh yeah. Uh-huh. For sure. And it's just nice seeing both sides of the coin, that people are like really not buying into what Kyle's saying, and they have their own opinions about it, but they're all putting on the face.
Yes. So Kyle, or sorry, Kevin, the one of the more interesting things to happen yesterday that did not involve Kyle is that Kevin is going to go to Hermann. Now, to set this up, the day before, Kevin had approached Summer and Tanisha about, hey, we really need to get something together. We need to get a group together and make something work. And they eventually formed what they called the Rebel Rejects Alliance. It consists of Kevin, Summer, Tanisha, Helena, Josh, and Hermann. Now, it was just the four of them, Kevin, Summer, Tanisha, and Helena, in the room at the time when they were forming this alliance, naming the, I mean, the name had been conceived already. The feeds were down when it happened. But the implication was that, like, the other two either knew about it or would soon know about it. And so this is a new alliance. But Kevin doesn't really have much of a relationship with Hermann. And he expressed specifically to Summer and them that, hey, you're going to help me out with Hermann because I don't really have much of a relationship with him. And so Kevin, who has an in with the guys and is constantly hearing from the guys about how Hermann is with them, is feeling like, okay, I need to like get a sense of where Hermann stands. And I want to maybe, you know, if Hermann is the guy that's playing both sides really well, I need to get in with him. If he's the Tyler, I need to be his JC, right? Like, and so Kevin is going to approach Hermann and say, hey, I love your game. And I would love to work together. I think that that we would fit well together. I think we're both really funny. And that even though we're polar opposites, I think we could work great together. I've even got a name for it. Hermann's like, oh, yeah, what's the name? He says, the Comedians, because we're both funny, right? And the immediate response to he says, the Comedians, Hermann goes, where's this coming from anyway? Like, ooh, that's not the response you want when you give the name. And Hermann is usually very good at this. And he does, like, you can see the different wheels turning with Hermann. Like, normally Hermann would be like, oh, I love that name. It's amazing. You're the best. And he does do that after he questions it. But, like, he can't, like, he's like in two modes, where one mode is like, I don't believe you for a second. And the other mode is, yes, absolutely fake. I'm talking to Kyle or somebody else that I don't trust. Pretty interesting.
He didn't fully sell it at the beginning, but I was really excited about the potential of this, you know, little duo, because I do think that they're the most strategic so far players in the game. And I pulled Helena into that as well. And so if they were working together, I was like, yes, this would be great. Like a way to go against the other side of the house now. And so I was really excited for this. And then the rug got pulled out from under me a little bit.
Yes. Well, this conversation does not go well for Hermann at all. He takes a bit of a misstep here. He says, so Kevin says the name is the Comedians. Hermann says, where's this coming from anyway? Kevin says, well, look, I think people are building things right now. The game is getting dangerous. And I think that you are playing dangerously. And Hermann's like, I don't think I'm playing dangerously. Kevin's like, that's fine. That's fine. I want you to be here and I want you to be here for a long time. And I think that you are important for my game. And I think that I can be important for your game. And so Hermann says, okay, sure. That's fine. So are we looking to like align with other people, like a bigger group, like the boys? And Kevin says, well, we need a big group. And Hermann says, great. I'm into it. And there's a pause. And Kevin's like, how do you play the other side? I was like, what do you mean? They all love you. Hermann says, it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. They see, you see me rocking with the boys. That's where I'm at. And Kevin's like, oh yeah. Okay, great. And they lock it in. That's when Hermann is like, yeah, I love this. Oh, the name is so great. It's so amazing. This is going to be so great. But from Kevin's point of view, Hermann just confirmed to him that his true loyalty lies with the guys and that he is fully playing Summer, Tanisha, Josh, that whole crew, And in Kevin's mind, he's like, oh my God.
Well, and it's just kind of like, I don't think that Hermann had all the information to really understand, because he would totally, like, if he just didn't know what was fully going on. He has to say right now that he's rocking with the guys because the guys are in power right now and the renomination hasn't happened yet. And so he kind of has to say that. And so I'm surprised that Kevin hasn't read between those lines a little bit to be like, we could probably still have Hermann at just depending on who's, you know, in power. So I wish that it wasn't over as soon as it begun.
Well, I mean, it really was like her, like, and again, like, you can understand why Hermann would be very cautious, because Kyle talks about having Kevin all the time, you know, if he tells Kevin, I'm not with the boys, then Kevin could run back to Kyle. And now, you know, Mad King Kyle is, exactly, you know, putting Hermann on the block. So he says it in such a way that there is no question. He's like, that other side, they don't matter. I am playing them. You see me rocking with the boys. That's where the numbers are. That's where I'm at. Don't ever question it. And Kevin's like, oh,
he doesn't know, Kevin, that you're not on Kyle's side. Like, come on. I mean, hopefully it will get sorted out. It's just because this whole week, everybody's so cagey, so worried, like they don't want to say the wrong thing, and for it to get back to the head of household, for him to flip and just put somebody new up on the block. So nobody's playing exactly their honest truth because they're just afraid of the repercussions. And so hopefully things will get sorted out once the renomination is locked in place.
Yeah. And I think Maddie in the chat makes a good point as well, where it's like, he didn't really need to, like, he is the one that volunteered it as well. Like, Kevin wasn't even asking him, like, where do your true loyalties lie? Kevin was kind of just saying, like, I mean, Kevin was trying to imply to him, like, look, I get that you're playing both sides. I'm cool with that. I just want to be with you as you do it. He didn't even ask, like, where are your true loyalties? And Hermann just kind of like volunteered, like, no, I'm with the boys. And
what is such a trick? You know,
I guess so, right? I do think that he could have just been like, I hear what you're saying, Kev, and I'm with you. Us too. We can watch out for each other. I think that would have been fine. But at the same time, like, as Hermann is going to explain, like, his wires are fried just as bad as mine, probably worse. He's in that house, and he is just like struggling to keep up with everything that, like, all the hoops that Kyle's putting him through.
Exactly. Like, he's just like, he probably just doesn't know if, like, Kevin is going to go back and tell Kyle something, or he just, like, I think he just didn't know how to handle that particular situation because he's so worried about Kyle and the machine gun. Like, that's I think what it is.
Yeah. So we're gonna get a lot of Betty campaigning campaigning throughout the day. A lot of Betty campaign for when she goes up on the block, because she will. And then Steph is also gonna be campaigning a lot throughout the day against Betty. So this is very relevant content, so we're gonna skip right through it. Summer and Tanisha, we'll talk about targeting Kyle some more. This is when Summer really goes off on, this. He's a boy. She says, you destroyed something I strongly believed in, so Kyle Moore can have a seat.
Well, this is the thing that I think Kyle doesn't understand about what he's been doing, is that, like, he keeps on blowing up all these people's alliances and he doesn't seem to care about, like, where the pieces are going to fall. Like, he just assumes that, like, okay, well, I'm going to blow this alliance up, swap out these members, and it doesn't matter because everybody's still going to love me. I'm still going to be able to ride all the way cleanly to jury, and nobody's going to be coming for me. And I'm just like, in what world, when you completely ruin people's game, are they going to be super excited to get you further in it? So, I need to see next week, like, please be somebody useful that wins head of household next week, because I need to see the Kyle backdoor. I think I need it.
Yeah. So they're talking, and there's going to be, again, a lot of conversation about that, about targeting Kyle, how to target Kyle. Summer's going to talk with Josh about it. There's just a lot of that. There's also, Summer and Tanisha mentioned, we should probably talk to Moose. People haven't seemed to realize yet, and this is really like, this really shows that Moose kind of screwed up a bit here, that now that everyone is now fully like against Kyle, Moose really should not have admitted to talking about Hermann and Tanisha, because by this point in the game, like 2 days after the, you know, Kyle targets Moose, if Moose had just denied it, like, I don't know what you're talking about, I never said anything about Hermann, then at this point, nobody would have believed a word Kyle said. They all would have been like, Moose is a poor, innocent soul that got targeted by Mad King Kyle. And you know, we need to nurture his life in this game. But instead they're like, nah, Moose is also a wild card. He did admit to coming after us. But Summer and Tanisha seem to be the first people to recognize maybe there's some value in Moose now that he's kind of been outcast, especially by Kyle, especially if we want to target Kyle. And so they say they want to talk to Moose. I suspect, or I, you know, you would expect that more people will start to recognize Moose is just somebody that won a competition, and could win some HOHs, and basically doesn't have, you know, much else to do or go to in the game, and should be somebody to pick up in terms of alliances and such.
And when Moose was talking with Tanisha, I think Summer joined a little bit later. I felt that he was a little bit calmer, because like the energy that we've been getting from Moose, he's just all over the place. He's a little bit erratic. Like you can't trust his word. He's spilling information. He was a lot more chill. And I think that he was actually relating to Tanisha. And Tanisha was a little bit, you know, explaining how she was feeling as though people were manipulating her feelings, using her daughter and stuff like that. And he was really listening. And I think that moment might have maybe bridged that bond a little bit better, because it was just an opportunity for them to connect in a real way. And it wasn't fully game. Obviously there was game conversation, but like they were having like a heart to heart, so to speak. So I think that conversation was really helpful for Moose, because I feel that Tanisha feels that Moose, at least at that point, is on her side a little bit more.
Yeah. So this is Tanisha is going to talk with Moose about, again, like the Marty thing, how she feels she's being played by people, using her daughter. And Moose is like, yeah, that's messed up. Like, and he tries to give her some advice. Like, you really can't let that personal stuff come into the game, because it's really just going to, you know, it's going to make things even worse for you. You're going to feel like you're going to really get hurt, by it. And Summer ends up joining the conversation. And they continue talking. Moose is like, I want things to be okay with us again. Like, can we reconcile here? And they're like, yes, absolutely. So that relationship is being worked on. And we'll see where it goes. If Kyle is, you know, house enemy number one, then Moose should be like, not the hero that they deserve, but the hero they need, right? Like, he should be the one that they're like, oh yes, let's hope that Moose takes out Kyle for us.
I actually can't believe that Moose is chill in comparison to Cinch and Kyle right now. Before I was like, oh my God, Moose is too much energy, too wild, too all over the place. And I'm like, oh, I can handle the Moose energy. Like, give me more Moose. Like, Kyle, no.
So, Kevin is going to talk with Helena. Kevin says to Helena, we cannot trust Hermann. We cannot trust him. He is playing the whole house, and he's loyal to the guys first. We need to keep him out of the Rebel Rejects. He will destroy us from the inside. It's vital we keep Betty in the game over Steph. We need Betty to stay. We need Hermann out.
This is okay. I know that I'm hoping that this will get fixed in the coming days, but at least I feel like they might be on the same page here. Like, I'm not sure what Hermann is actually going to do, like, in the end, but I want them to keep Betty. I think that is a strong idea for them. And if they do that, I think that Hermann will see where Kevin's loyalty lies, and then he might be able to fix it.
Well, I mean, the thing is, this is kind of like, right, this is kind of a misunderstanding. This is kind of what we're getting at, right? That Hermann is not actually with the boys. And neither is Kevin. But it has kind of led Kevin to, I believe, the correct conclusion here. Hermann is Kevin's biggest threat within this Rebel Rejects alliance. And if Hermann is not involved, it opens up that alliance for Kevin much, much more. Hermann being in that alliance means that that's a Hermann power structure alliance. Hermann not being in the alliance means that it's there's no real leader of the alliance. There's nobody who's in a considerably better spot than others. Where like if Hermann is involved in the Rebel Rejects, then he's back in a spot where he's got them, he's got the boys, he's got everything he needs. And so whether or not his loyalty is truly to the boys, Kevin should be skeptical of Hermann and should be trying to keep him out of his business, I think. So we'll see where it goes, because for all we know, this is just an excuse that Kevin is using to keep Hermann from being in the alliance. Remember, again, he is the person that Kevin doesn't really have much of a relationship with. And having a person like that in your alliance, especially in power in your alliance, is a very bad thing.
Actually, that's a really good point. Like, because Kevin is quite smart, and I think we need to see like his diary rooms just to see like his thought process. So hopefully, I mean, I don't know what the editors are going to do. I need to know.
We're not getting anywhere close to this.
Well, at least we'll get one Kevin head of household or diary room conversation that will just maybe explain his thought process here, because that is a good point that if he was bringing Hermann in so he kind of will have a little bit of a bond with him now, and then keeping him out of the Rebel Rejects, like if that's intentional, then that's pretty great.
Yeah, I think that like what we're gonna see in the episodes is Mastermind Betty got myself off the
Don't
block once, got myself off the block twice. I'm a genius.
And they'll do like the special effects, like the.
This is business B. Let's get it.
Whoa. I mean, not accurate.
All right. So, Steph is going to be campaigning some more. Kyle's going to talk with Jess and fill them in a bit about the new plan, that Steph is no longer the target. Betty is now the target. And Jess is like, I feel like Steph should go. I feel like that's the better play. And Kyle's, I think, trying to feel out Jess's loyalty. He's asking, because it's been brought up as a possibility, like, what would happen if Josh went up? Would you be a vote with me against Josh? And Jess essentially is like, well, I don't think you should do that. I think that's a bad idea. And it's again, like, all of, you know, Kyle, who feels like, oh yeah, I've got a great relationship with Jess. I offered them an olive branch. I didn't put them on the block. I ruined my entire week by not putting them on the block. Now has this very strained relationship with Jess where they're on very different pages in the game. And they're disagreeing with like his every decision.
Is anybody on the same page as Kyle? Like, I don't know what page that
Gina.
Is. I was trying to write, and like, I don't know what page we're on right now. Like, he's so erratic.
Gino and Jace. Gino even more. Gino is the page that Kyle is.
But does he even understand what's going on? Because I never even hear him speak about it.
Yeah.
He just is like.
Gino is in the back of the car and Kyle's driving and Gino's just looking out the window like, oh, look, it's pretty.
One funny thing that Kyle said, I don't know if we'll get to it or not, but he's like, you know, from this point forward, I'm going to start holding my cards closer to my chest. And I'm just like, wait, if you're doing that, you don't tell people that you're doing that, because then they're not going to think that you're telling them the whole truth. Like, what?
That's the thing. Like, Kyle throughout the day so many times is going to talk. Like, Kyle's not oblivious to the fact that he's doing a terrible job. Like Kyle is like, man, I'm really doing a terrible job right now. He's like, man, I've really made my allies not trust me. I've made a lot of mistakes. I should really start, this, you know what? I'm going to start doing this now. And then he doesn't. And despite the fact that he recognizes he's doing a bad job, he also feels like, but everything's fine. My allies are still with me. All the votes I think are there are definitely still there. And I'm going to be okay as long as Moose doesn't win that HOH.
And speaking of Moose, and he's like, you know, this, the only reason why this week is so messy is because Moose won that head of household. I'm like, that's not even the reason at all.
The
veto. Yeah.
Yeah. So Jess is going to talk with Josh afterward. They talk about trying to work with Summer and trying to get the votes to save Betty. So there's a lot of movement here against Steph to get the votes to save Betty. If Betty goes up, it's looking like Steph may end up leaving, but it probably depends on where Herman stands. In the meantime, where Herman stands is he's going to talk to Summer and go,
oh my God, Kyle is a psychopath and needs to go.
That like them two talking about him is probably, oh no, do you know what, everybody talking about him is my favorite. It's all very entertaining.
Yeah. Herman is not with Kyle, is the moral of that story. But again, I don't know where he would have been with the votes, you know, probably to save Betty, but again, like I do think there is a good path. Exactly. Yeah.
So I don't know if he would go through with that, because I think he'd be more worried of like Gino or JC like winning head of household, and that he would have screwed them over by taking out Steph. So I think that he actually might have kept Steph.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, I think there's a small chance he still might, right? I mean, this could really go any which way at this point. But Kyle's going to talk to Marty. And this is really like the important, like, again, there's lots of fun complaining about Kyle throughout the day, but the real meat on the bones is right here. Kyle's going to talk to Marty. And Marty is a little bit skeptical of Herman. He's a little bit worried. And he says, look, I really think we need to take a bigger shot than Betty. I mean, come on, Betty. He says, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I think we need to put Josh on the block. I think we need to take the shot at Josh. Now, something to consider that I'm not sure has been brought up yet is that in the veto competition, Josh came very close to beating Moose. It was very close between the two, according to the House. And so Josh performed really well in that veto competition. We also know that he was one of the top three in the first HOH competition. And remember as well that Josh had told Moose that he would use the veto on him, but secretly told Kyle, I'm not going to use the veto on him, which made Kyle feel like, oh, he's great at competitions and he's playing the game hard, which he really is not. But, you know, what are you going to do? And so Marty is kind of like expressing that, like, hey, I'm not really pleased with how things have turned out so far. Like, and I think this shakes Kyle to a degree as well, that like, if Marty is complaining to you about how you're handling your HOH and how he's feeling about all of your stuff, like Probably. you've messed up. And so Kyle is like, okay, I will listen to you. Like, because Marty's like, you don't listen to me. I will listen to you. Let's consider what would happen if I put Josh on the block. And they start counting votes and they start like thinking it through. And as they're talking about it, you can see Kyle's getting a little bit more and more like, oh, maybe I could pull this off. Maybe we could do this.
And it's just like, it's Kyle, no, it's not the move, especially since, you know, he keeps on getting people to promise their votes for different people. And it doesn't mean that they're going to say yes to every single person that you decide to put in front of them, because this could be a closer friend or a closer ally to them, or somebody that they don't feel like they could just lose super easily. So the fact that Marty was able to convince him, I really didn't think that he was going to be able to, because you know, Marty's only response was like, well, if we have the votes to keep Steph, then we have the votes to get rid of Josh or something like that. And I'm like, well, that's not actually true, because they're different people and people have different relationships with them. And so the fact that Kyle was like getting excited and pumped up for doing something that he said that he did not want to do. He did not want to backdoor someone on week three on his head of household, because that's too big of a move, and that it's going to make him a bigger target. So the fact that he was getting excited and, like, you know, his ego is getting pumped up for this, making this move when he doesn't even have the votes for sure, was wild.
Yeah. So the idea's out there. Maybe I should put up Josh. Maybe that's what we should do. Let's talk it through. I need the votes. It's a big swing. Do I make jury if I do this? Oh man. Well, I don't know. Well, I'll have to talk it through. So he's gonna be thinking about that. In the meantime, Kevin's gonna talk to Summer and be like, Summer, I don't know about Herman. We need to be careful about Herman. And Summer's like, I think I got Herman. He's like, just watch out. That's all I'm saying. You're gonna watch out for Herman. Putting that seed of doubt here that I think he's with the boys. I don't know about this.
Well, the one thing, though, that Herman really has going for him is he has a really good friendship with Summer and Tanisha, and they joke around, they laugh. Like, and so I think that Summer has a better read on Herman, or they have a better relationship anyways, than, of course, than Kevin does. So I don't think that Kevin is going to be able to rattle Summer, really, because she does have a really good relationship with Herman. They joke around too much for it, like, her to believe that he would stab her in the back this early. Yeah. Anyways,
Herman just got done telling Summer that Kyle's a psychopath. Like, she shouldn't be too concerned that she's being played by Herman, but we'll see. All this Rebel Rejects drama could lead somewhere, or it could just kind of fizzle out depending on how things move forward, especially now that Josh is going to be going up on the block. And again, it's like this really wrecks Herman. What I was saying about, like, Herman could easily take Betty out and then have both Rebel Rejects and the bros and keep his, makeout partner in the game. Now, if Josh goes up on the block, that's a member of the Rebel Rejects, and Herman is probably going to have to pick a side, which is not great for Herman's game at all. Kyle's going to talk to Jace. He, in typical, HOH Kyle fashion, is like, so I'm thinking about something new.
Oh God.
What do you mean? What are you thinking? What if we took the shot at Josh? No way. Oh my God, Kyle. Oh my God. Goosebumps. Oh my God. That's such a big shot. Yeah, it's like I do.
I've been trying to figure out Kyle. And you had mentioned something in one of the updates about when he was having, like, the boys chat with the beers, and it's kind of like he was playing adult. I think he's playing mastermind, or playing, like, really good game strategist. And he thinks that that's what is being done. Like, I'm just trying to wrap my head around it, because he sits and he ponders, and he, like, makes moves. Like, what are you really thinking about when you're stroking your chin, Kyle? Like, is something really going on there? Or are you just doing the actions of somebody that would be pondering something? Or, I got a big move to make. Just because you say that it's a big move doesn't mean it's actually a big, good, effective move that's going to be making you a legend in the game. Like, I think that he has a misunderstanding as to how to actually be a good game player, but he's doing all the outwardly things, the physical representation of being a good player, he thinks, anyways.
He is the embodiment of the episodes versus the feeds. Like, all the appearance of, playing a masterful game with none of the substance.
That's exactly what he is.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, at least we nailed that. Okay, we figured something out.
Kyle's going to talk to Helena. He's going to talk to a bunch of people about this new idea. He talks to Helena. He's like, Helena, I'm considering a new option. It's like, oh my God. Yes, yes. Yes, Kyle, I'm so into this. Let me know what it is. He's like, well, I would need to know that you're with me, that I'd have your vote. I made a big move. She's like, Kyle, I can't promise you something if you don't tell me what it is. Yeah, tell me. I'm not gonna commit myself. I'm being nice and friendly.
See, this is the chokehold that everybody's in. It's like they can't even have real conversations with him because they're scared that he's going to just like turn his mind and then put her on the block. And so she's just like,
he's literally he is the king in those like movies and shows that like has just lost his mind, and everyone has to just be like, oh, you want five goats in your bedroom?
Sure,
that's a great idea. Absolutely. And then somebody's like, that doesn't make any sense. Why would he want goats in the- off with his head?
I knew on that the was block. Exactly. Exactly.
He says to Helena, I didn't come here to send Betty home. That's not what I came here for. And so she's like, okay, well, can you give me a hint? What you're gonna do? It's like one of Summer, Tanisha, or Josh. And she's like, oh wow, that is a big shot. He's like, yeah. So what do you think? I think we can, I would like to pull you into something. I would like to build something. I want your vote. And she's like, yeah. We'll talk about it. Once you lock it in, once you figure out who you're gonna target, let's talk.
Yeah, I think that everybody at this point is probably like, you know what? Like, I don't want to know what you're doing. Like, I don't want to talk about what you're doing. I don't want to promise my vote about what you're doing. Let's just wait. We'll talk after the renom. Because, like, it's too flippant. It's too all over the place. Poor Helena, though, because I think Helena's playing a pretty decent game. And she has Kyle wanting to bring her in as the fifth of the four, like, which I think also is another wild decision to make. But she's in a good spot, and I think that she has a pretty good head on her shoulders, and she's kind of weighing things out quite well. And so I'm happy that at least she's gotten away with like not offering up her vote, because she might have to go back against it. And I just want everybody just to be like, Kyle, whatever you do, we'll deal with it then, and we'll see what happens. Have they had the ceremony yet or no?
I don't think so. I think the feeds have been down for a little while now, so I assume it's happening right now. But I don't think they've come back up yet from what I've seen. We can run through a little bit of what happened this morning as well. Once we get through the day, which we're almost there.
Minus like 100 conversations, but.
Yeah, you know, again, we're really, yes, we're trying to, because look, a lot of these conversations become irrelevant after Kyle changes his mind. And it's like Helena, I'm just like, you know what? Get back to me when you figured it out. Then I'll let you know what ended up mattering.
Well, after I took like 5 pages of notes, then I was like, do you know what? Like, I'm just going to watch, like, and just take it all in, because, like, I know that these aren't going to be relevant anymore. Cause I really thought that it was going to stick on Betty. I really thought that that's the way it was going to go. And so, like, okay, so, like, I could see this path. Like, it's still wild and erratic, but, like, okay, it's going to stay on Betty. I really, when it started to switch again, I was like, nope, done. Okay, let's just watch. it's just taking the notes was just, it made me mad.
Yeah. So Kyle talks to Helena. He's got to talk to some other people. He talks to Kevin and talks with Kevin through it. And Kevin is like, oh yeah, I'm in, this is a good idea. You know, all of that stuff. Again, Kevin is just kind of like, sure. Whatever. Kevin does want Betty to stay, so I think he actually is like in on this to some degree. But Josh is also in the Rebel Rejects, so like I'm not entirely sure how he's feeling in this moment. He's going to talk to Helena afterward and let Helena know it's Josh. And they're not sure that they will even. This is the problem. They're not sure that they even have the votes to save Josh. if this happens. And so at this time, they are still kind of like, Josh might need to go, I guess. This sucks.
I don't think I've ever wanted someone to stay more than I want Josh to stay this week. Sorry, Steph, but like, I voted for Josh. It was Josh and Betty were the two people that I voted to stay this week with the Canada's vote or whatever. And I voted like hundreds of times for both of those people. And the fact that neither of them got the safety is very frustrating because I don't want either of them to go. And so I'm praying right now that it feels like the numbers are for Josh to stay, to be honest. So my fingers are crossed here. And I really hope that if Helena and Kevin are the tiebreaker in the end, or not the tiebreaker, the swing, like, I hope that they swing to the side and just take out Steph, because they're going to be becoming in the minority if that doesn't happen, for sure. So just keep Josh.
A lot of people want the Herman rant. Herman is going to go out to the hot tub. And he is going to, go on a whole rant against Kyle. There are so many things that Kyle has done to him in just 1 week, that he is very frustrated with. He's going to go down the whole list of everything that's happened. I recommend you listen to the rant itself, because it's honestly less what he's saying and more how he's saying it. And the fact that it's Herman, who is normally just so like chill, but he's like, chessboard, like, we can talk about a chessboard, like, but you don't want my problems, man. You're 23. I'm 29. I'm a grown man. I got a couple of cribs. Like, I'm good on the outside. Like, I'm not here for, I don't need this money. You're not going to punk me, a 23-year-old kid. You come into this week. You put up multiple, you jeopardize multiple alliances. My flirt mans, you're blowing things up left and right. Like, get out of here, kid. I'm done with you.
It's very satisfying to watch, because like, he's outside, he's by himself, and he literally is like kicking rocks. It's like, oh, this kid. And then he just kind of composes himself. And he's like, all right, I'll go back in to deal with this mess. But like, I feel for Herman, because Herman, it seems as though he thinks he's the only sane person in this house of madness. And like, he's playing the role really well, that he's on Kyle's side. And the fact that like, he's just exploding on the inside, it was just really freeing for him and freeing for me to see that like, this poor guy, he's going through it.
And this is before he knows about the Josh plan. So he's like, you're making me make a tough decision about like two women that I really like. It is a tough decision for him. And he's like, can you come in at the 10th hour, the 11th hour, like all these new plans you expect me to get on board? This is right before Kyle is going to pull him in and ask him about the Josh plan. And he is just had it. And I am with him. Are you absolutely sick? You've got me up. You've got me so up, Kyle.
I want this all on the show, and we're gonna see none of it.
So Kyle's gonna talk to Herman about the Josh plan. And Herman is down. Well, before that, he had talked to Marty. He talked to Marty about the plan, and Marty's in. Marty's super down. Marty's excited. Kyle's like, hey Marty, what do you think about this for a name for us? For, remember, they've been trying to come up with a name. Kyle initially suggested the Four Horsemen. Mm-hmm. Marty was like, that's been used before. And so Kyle says, what about the Pretty Boys 2.0?
I'm so embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. Why would you suggest that? Like, it's actually like, it's bad. Like, anything else. Like he could have said anything. He's like microwave men. Like I like would anything else would have been better.
Microwave men. I'm so into that. We're gonna fry your asses.
Yeah, just wave them. just like I don't know where that came
hot
from,
on the outside, cold on the inside.
Exactly. Can't touch us because we're gonna burn you. but like the Pretty Boys 2.0 is just bad. Just why? They're not anything other than the fact that there's four of them. There was only four people in the Pretty Boys, I believe, right?
Yeah.
So other than that, are they going to do this too? Like, I can't. It's just like, it's just too much.
It's like the Pretty Boys, you guys were pretty, but we are prettier.
That's the tree, like the in italics.
So Kyle pitches this to Hermann and Hermann's like, that's been played out. That's a no. He also pitches to Hermann the Josh plan, and Hermann is like, yeah, yep, sure, yep, what a great idea, man. I'm so in. That's so gangster. Oh man, yep, you're amazing. You're such a genius.
Oh, poor guy. Like, it's just I can hear, like, it's just like the exhaustion, like everything that we're feeling, but like it's probably times 1,000 because he has to contain for the most part what he's thinking and feeling, and he has to play a role in agreement and in an alliance with this guy in order to avoid being, you know, put up on the block. And so I feel for him. Like, this is, it would be really stressful, and I would be like, this guy has got to go, because I would never be able to have another one of his reigns. Like, I don't think I wouldn't be able to keep my composure.
Mm-hmm.
Poor guy.
And Helena is also pissed once she finds out that Josh is the target. She's not pleased. There is one again, remember at the beginning of the day when Betty was talking to Josh about how she's probably going up and he was comforting her? They have another one of those conversations where she's like, so I've been told I'm going up on the block. Everyone's saying I'm the target now. This is just ridiculous. And Josh is like, I'm so sorry, Betty. And it's like, am I watching Friday's feeds when Betty was telling Moose about how she was going up on the block and Moose was comforting her? And little did she know she actually wasn't going on the block and it was going to be Moose that's going on the block. It's literally happening again. Betty is just like the kiss of death here. Yeah. Don't comfort Betty when she's going on the block.
I know. I saw your tweet and I was like, oh my God, Josh doesn't know he's in danger yet. He doesn't know. Like, don't talk to Betty about her going up on the block and being the target. Like, don't talk to her. So you're going to be shaken out next.
Yeah. So, anything else from yesterday you want to talk about? I want to briefly get into this morning, since the replacement ceremony. It is the replacement ceremony this season.
I think we're good. Nothing's popping to mind.
All right. So this morning, I Kyle's just like, hey, Taryn, you know how you have an update? Yeah. Ew. he's up and running already. He's talking to a bunch of people. He's got to lock in the votes. If he's going to go through with the Josh plan, he needs to make sure that all the votes are locked in. And so he's got to talk to Helena and make sure that Helena's locked in. He talks to Helena. He says, look, Helena, this is what I'm doing. I'm going to go after Josh. Do I have your vote? And she's like, yes. I believe it was, what did you say? Okie dokie, or like, yeah, yep.
Okie dokie. Like, she's like putting on her makeup, not really paying attention.
I'm taking a big shot and I really want to make sure, and I just want to make sure I have your vote, Helena. And she's like, okie dokie.
Got her vote. Okay, we're making this happen. It's real secure, to Kyle.
So he's locked in. It's gonna have, he talks to everyone else again. He's getting it all prepared. And here we go. It's happening. and he brings in Josh and he says, look, Josh, I'm putting you up. Josh is like,
what? Why?
It's like, Josh, I just think you're so amazing. I think you're just the biggest threat in this game. And I envision you being the one to take me. I envision you like being in that final two chair, giving a speech. Like, I just have that vision. And I just, you know, if I had the chance to take out Tashawn in week 3 in Big Brother Canada 9 and I didn't, I'd be really like, I'm sure they're shooting themselves. I'm sure they're like, really just like, man, we really should have taken that shot. And that's just how I feel about you. Josh, I just think you're so good. And I just need to take this shot. And Josh is like, you don't make any sense, Kyle. I don't think your logic adds up. I don't think this is a good move for you. And he's like, oh yeah, you know, it is what it is, man. You know, it's a very calm conversation. Josh is really just like, I don't think you should do this. Don't do this.
Poor Josh, though. He's just like, he's actually shocked because he's another person that's quite fun to watch as he like talks about his conversation. So like when he was talking about like the boys chat with the beers, like he's just like, oh God, that was the worst. And like, so he's really fun when like his real personality comes up and he's hanging out with usually like Summer and talking about, you know, Kyle. And so just to see him just like sitting there and he just like can't believe that he's now the person that's being targeted. I felt for him and I really don't want Josh to go. And I'm really hoping that because he's so likable that he will be able to get the votes to stay. Like, mm-hmm. I really hope so.
Yep. So he's also going to grab Betty, who is preparing to go up on the block. And he says, hey, Betty, not putting you up. Again? Oh, my God. This is amazing. I'm pretty sure I can't think of another time this has happened. So this, I'm reasonably certain that this is true. Betty has done the most amount of campaigning for herself in a week where she never ended up touching the She's gone through 2 full cycles of campaigning, talking to almost everyone in the house, getting votes, making sure she's okay. And in both scenarios, it was looking like the house could flip to save her. And that she'd probably be good. And in fact, she had to campaign against Steph and then Moose randomly and then not Moose anymore. And then she was campaigning against Steph again. And then it's just like, she's done so much campaigning. It's ridiculous.
So what about like, you know, we usually talk about like, you know, you want to kind of get ahead of the campaign trail.
great job, Betty. Like, again, both times she was doing a good job and it's not like the campaigning hurts her any, right? Like, in fact, that's I think true. If anything, it's helped her game that she's been forced to play so much.
That's true. That's true. It's like show her value, get solidified with somebody, get these numbers and people that would want to work with you. So, yes, but like it must be exhausting to be doing it for no reason, like just having no. Oh, so like I don't even get the satisfaction of knowing that my campaigning efforts is going to award me staying in the game. And so that might also be a little bit frustrating for Betty, or a lot frustrating.
Yes. My favorite moment, though, of the morning that really just took me out right after he tells Josh. And again, because like Kyle, he hates this. I'm going to throw up. Oh, my God. He explains to Josh the results of his bowel movements as evidence of how difficult this is for him to nominate Josh.
Right.
He's like, look, same thing that he did with Steph, he does with Josh. Like, you're absolutely right to think I'm a terrible person for this and, you know, all of this stuff, blah, blah, blah. And then after he finishes with Josh, he goes straight downstairs. He sees Steph in the kitchen and he goes to Steph and he's just like, so Josh is going up next to you now. She's like, what? Wait, what? And he walks like he just like very quickly says that to her, continues walking outside. And she's like, she's standing there like, what? And she has to like follow him outside. She's like, wait, what are you saying? Josh? It's like, yeah, Josh is going up. And she's like, Josh, what? That's a huge shot. He's like, I know. Don't worry though. I've got the votes already. It's already locked in. She's like, what? Oh my God. Kyle, goosebumps. Oh, this is incredible.
Like, I do get goosebumps when things are like, you know, eerie, spooky or something like that. But like, I don't know if I want this to be the thing for the entire season. Like, oh, I got goosebumps as a talus. It's like, oh, this move is gives me goosebumps. Like, Jess does it. Steph does it. Like, it's enough right now.
Oh, man. So.
But didn't she say also that she's like, oh, that's the move that I was going to be making next week. And I was like, really?
Yeah, she goes to her mom afterward and she's like, I don't know how to campaign against Josh. I've been campaigning against Betty this whole time. am I going to be okay? Her mom, he's like, you're going to be fine. Don't worry about it. So that's pretty much where we are. Kyle's conversation with Betty got interrupted because everybody got called into the HOH room prior to the ceremony. So ceremony, I believe, is happening now. And when we get back, Josh should be on the block next to Steph. And then we see, right? Because Kyle's power ends now. He will nobody will need to have to, you know, grovel and say that he has clothes on and that like they will do whatever he wants anymore. And people will should be able to feel free to talk through what they actually want to do. And yes, Herman also talked to Tanisha about keeping Josh around. So Herman is on board with the Josh plan for now, at least. So now that the ceremony is over, we will see like where do Kevin and Helena fall? And Kyle was in the middle of talking to Betty about like securing her vote. I mean, what he really should have done is look, if you promise me, if you give me your word that I'll have your vote, then I won't put you up on the block. But he did not do that. He just said, now that we're about a half hour away from the ceremony. Yeah. I'm not putting you up after all. And if I could get your vote, that would be great. But they didn't finish that conversation, but he did tell after, when I think Gino and Jace came in, he was like, oh, I think we might have Betty's vote. I didn't even expect that. Right now it seems like the votes could theoretically be there to take Josh out, but all it takes is one good, like, conversation with a lot of the anti-Kyle people to get together and all agree, no, we don't want to do this. But again, like, anything could happen at this point. My guess is that Steph is the most likely boot here. That seems like where things are going, but we've got a long time until Thursday. again, I think Steph's connection to, Herman could be big. I think if Steph goes to Herman and says like, hey, I am anti-Kyle as you are, I am with you. That could really help her with Herman and things could change there. So we'll see. I think once Kevin and Helena realize that the votes aren't there, they'll happily go the other way as well. And they'll probably like, I think, because again, now that Kyle's not in power, things should go the way that the game normally goes and should be more predictable. And so by the end of this week, we should probably have a dethroned Kyle. He's probably been informed that the votes are not going his way. And he is, kind of like sitting there with Gino and Marty, who's trying to work with the other people. Man, how did it all go wrong? If only Herman hadn't screwed us over. Like something like that, right? Like that's probably where we're ending the week.
Which would be delightful. That's the only way that this week could end. I just feel as though everybody will want to spite Kyle and just not give Kyle what he wants. I think that regardless if it's better for their game or not, like I think for what he's put them through for these last few days, like I think they're just going to be like, whatever he wants us to do, we do not want to do that because we don't want him to think that this has worked or that his game plan, is the way that we want to play the game moving forward. So I really pray that they make a stand and they, sorry, Steph, vote out Steph.
All right. Well, that's about what we have for you today. We will see how things move forward from here. You know, for as exhausting as it is for me, like it's been fantastic entertainment for the last few days. I mean, this is definitely going to go down in history. I mean, this has the chaotic energy of a first week of feeds, but it's week three of the game. It's pretty rare for something to be this chaotic and this fluid, this far in. You know, we did see a bit of it last season, but like the thing about last season of Big Brother Canada 9 was that like the indecisiveness of the trio, the thruple, they were still the thruple for most of it. You know what I mean? Like they would go back and forth between like this target or this target. Should we betray Kiefer or not betray Kiefer? Should we target Spicy V or not target Spicy V? But it didn't really like alter the fundamental structure of the house in the way that Kyle has just taken a blender to to the foundation, like the cement, like it was all stacked up in a nice little like the walls were built, and he just took this massive size of an elephant blender, and he just went and it just went all over the place. And anytime something started to form, he was like, no, I've changed my mind again. And it's just like, where are things going to go? Who knows? This is the most well-blended house I think we've seen in a while. So here we are.
And with it too, it's like, usually you could just like one feed has something going on, but like both of them. So it's like, you actually have twice as many things to be watching because you're like, oh wait, there's another conversation that's actually going on at this time that is decently relevant at that point in time before his mind got changed. And so like the feeds have been double the amount of feeds that there actually are. So yeah. It's definitely Blender Kyle HOH. Wow. I don't know if I could handle another head of household of Kyle. Do you think you could do it when it's like closer to the end where like stakes really matter?
Look, just give me a week off, Kyle. let me leave my house. And then we'll talk.
Oh my God, I need to know who's doing the round table with you guys tomorrow. I can't wait.
Amon will be joining us for the round table.
Oh, tomorrow. That will be fun.
should be a good one. All right. So of course, tonight, I was sorry. By the way, yesterday I said that the episode would be on at 7 p.m. Eastern. I was wrong again. It will be 8 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. Then subsequently, the following weeks, it will start being at 7 p.m. Eastern. I don't know why they had it at 8, like twice, and then 7 in the future. Canadian things, probably.
I don't know. I can't take all the blame, but like it annoys me too, if that makes you feel any better. I live here and it annoys me. I'm like, just keep it at 7. Then if it's going to be at 7 and Wednesdays are at 7 anyways, just keep it at 7. But I guess a show is coming on that, you know, they want to preempt.
Probably. So tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, after the episode tonight, Rob will join us for the recap.
Yeah, that'll be fun too.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun because I'll be able to sort of like run Rob through like
all the impersonation,
all of the ridiculousness that's been going on. So tune in for that tonight. Tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, I'll be back, of course, to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds. We'll see if anything starts to solidify tomorrow night. As we mentioned, at 8 p.m. Eastern, we'll be live with the roundtable and have I think the roundtable will be a good place to get a more succinct version of like where we got from A to B to C to D to E to F to G to, you know. So check that out. Should be a good time. I did a Nothing But Netflix with Rob and Chappelle talking about the Adam Project. If you are interested in checking that out, I believe it was the first video version of the Nothing But Netflix podcast. I'm also talking about Raised by Wolves with Grace and Josh over on Post Show Recaps. Check out the Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I'll be live tonight watching the episode with all of you. Should be a good time. Find me on Twitter @ArmstrongTaryn. Chantel, where can people find you?
I'll be relaxing after like yesterday. I don't know how you do it, Taryn. It's like you impress me every single season. So thank you. Kudos. But I'll be chilling. You can find me on Instagram at ShanFriendFran. It has all my links and socials there. If you want to find me on my YouTube channel, Reality Realness with three S's, I'll go live probably every day about something, but I'm going to take a break today, I think. I will be talking to Sarah from Nerdtainment. We will be doing live after Big Brother this night tonight, so you can find us around there. But yeah, I'll be chilling all day today, chilling.
All right, well, thank you all so much for joining us. I hope you all stay safe from Hurricane Kyle, and we will see you all next time.